a book promiscuously read, or books promiscuously, because we are multiples here. So books promiscuously read, and you know, like those books that you read promiscuously. I actually didn't even really know truly what the word promiscuous meant, because I've only ever heard it in
like a sexual
connotation. Yeah, in like a sexual connotation, you know, so like, yeah, like you're a promiscuous teenager or something like that. But apparently it's just irresponsible and without regard for others or something, or transient.
Not to be glib, but I don't think books are promiscuously read anymore. I think they're performatively read, but I like the sentiment.
Well, if you like the sentiment, then I think that's a great place to start. So why don't we listen to some music promiscuously? Because if that is that, if that is not what radio kind of is. So you're listening to a promiscuous song, and you're listening to it promiscuously.
Damn, overinvest, why don't you?
By Marina Sispin, called Death Must Come, off of their new album, Now You See Me, Now You Die.
Got my personality, is based on food. Now take it from Bogdan, he's my veterinarian. His folks are from Croatia, they've been through some shit. Man, I seem like such a bitch when I talk about Swedish politics. Or maybe he's Australian, I never really listen when he's talking about himself. Of exotic breeds especially. Is Bogdan my enemy? Does he want the best for me? What's he doing with my teeth? Is he taking them to Australia? His folks have seen some shit. I seem like such a bitch. His folks have seen some shit. I seem like such a bitch. 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 I found a crouton underneath a futon. Mama said I couldn't eat it, cause all my teeth are gone. My personality is based on food now. Take it from Bogdan, he's my veterinarian. His folks are from Croatia, they've been through some shit. Man, I seem like such a bitch when I talk about Swedish politics.
Says Elena, but she moves just like you used to. When I order a drink, her eyes meet and walls recede. Thoughts I think I can hardly see, stumbling through the woods with the sound of your feet, kicking the leaves. I find you on your knees, staring at a nest of dead copperheads under a tree split boulder. I said, whirling like a maniac, you get there fast, but the wind whips colder. You grab the cross hanging at your chest, the other hand soft. As I'm catching my breath, you make my ear the neighbor bite it off. Sit preaching for the flock, you say, and smile at the rocks and the cranes. The spot God said to me, once love as a face, child, you can never be free. As she's waiting for me, sticking probe lines as time to sleep, and birthmarks on the coast of the sea, change shape and fade in the name of a net, the faint pink of the dead leaf. Where do I shine with the violet hue? I've only seen in you the same pious smile too. A risky sweats on Elena's trays. I try to count the years of the decades I've aged since I drove away. Like a snake that bites after death, some faces are ageless and stasis to an eye pain. Jack shame to an only you is left to do, but project on the eyes as it melts in your dreams. Sweet, but I see.
People like to be wise after the event.
Save what I've rallied the fate. So send out the war to burn up for me. Kids there all are like, okay, maybe they right, okay, but this shit is getting right today. All it costs is your life, okay, just wait, just wait, just wait till it's on. Ain't nobody about it, but the barrier's barely a song. Ain't no doubt about it, once you win capacity for sentence, infinite, isn't it? When it's spinning on a discord, it's dissonant, skipping bits, a killer bite to eat, a killer might compete up in the right arena. Net is like a streak and that is still a trap. Tapping to navigate, get the weight up, it still ain't another way. Innovator, get passed by dumb luck. Either way, you a flatline construct and created by everything that went amiss. Appetite for detritus is just what it is. Attitude gaining altitude and start to spit in the ram. It's demanded that it's clipping big.
Hello, welcome back. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, and this is The Promiscuous, I Come From The Mountain. You just heard a bunch of songs, as usual, if you consider half of what we played songs, which I hope you do, because if not, then maybe this isn't the show for you, because this is kind of like what we do all the time. So, anyway... Sorry, I've been really in my head today. I've been writing about myself, which is always a dark little path to go down, no matter what. So, what are you laughing at?
Because it's true. It is a dark little path to go down.
Yeah, I mean, to write about yourself is, you know, it's a strange practice, right? Because, like, we all do it. We have to do it. Part of getting to know yourself and what you do is to write about yourself. I mean, even probably most of the music we play is writing about yourself, right? Like, that's art in general is how do you talk about yourself?
I feel like the verb writing here is just more evocative of like any form of expressing is always kind of like about you in a way, whether or not you're playing someone else's work that you like or you're writing music that you like. It doesn't have to be words. But we were literally writing words about ourselves
and
Discorder and its significance earlier today. So it sort of left a pit in my gut that I'm not finished with it yet.
I know, same, which is maybe why this is it's hard to, I don't really want to talk about it or myself right now. Instead, let's change the subject and talk about music and what we think about music, which is
good call.
So you just heard a track by the ever popular Clipping, the intro track curiously titled intro.
Oh, man.
Of their new album, Death Channel Sky. Before that, you heard from the Thai evil core band, as they have dubbed themselves, Whispers, a song called, oh, hold on, I actually don't remember the title of the song. A Choice to Survive, featuring the members of Speed, from their album from December, Yom Malok. Before that, you heard from Canadian anti-heroes Effed Up, but you know what they're actually called, a song called Self-Driving Man, which is just a single for now, just a little one, you know, for us to get excited about the fact that I was about to say their name, about this band with the worst name for radio ever, will maybe put out a hard album in the minute, which I think would be awesome. They were always really good at that, and mm-hmm. I think Self-Driving Man is it's sick tune.
So fun.
Yeah, it is. It's got a lot of punk energy, which I feel like had been missing from Effed Up. Effed Up. God, that sounds so
we're stupid. Not allowed to curse on air. We're not just prudes. I know this is supposed to be the promiscuous book or whatever episode, but
yeah,
that's why we got to.
We still got to follow the law.
Up. Yeah.
The soft law. Before that, you heard from McCluskey, a song called People Person off of their upcoming album, The World Is Still Here and So Are We.
I'm really excited about this album because when I looked into it after I kind of found it randomly, it came to me.
Did it come to you in a dream?
Yeah, it fell out of the sky, hit me in the face. And they hadn't put anything out since 2006.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like I haven't heard about McCluskey in a minute.
I had never heard about them, but I like the IDGAF energy of this, and I think that can only come from a band that had been together back in 2006 is putting out a 2025 record. Like, there's kind of a tone there that I'm really stuck on, so mm-hmm. I hope that's what the rest of the album sounds like.
Yeah, I'm excited for it. I'm excited for it. Before that, you also heard from Bambara, a song called Face of Love featuring Midwife off of their brand spanking new album, Birthmarks. Before that, you heard from Viagra Boys and their upcoming album, Viagra Boys.
I love them.
A song called Uno 2 or Uno II, depending how much you want to interpret Roman numerals today. And we started off today's episode with a song called Death Must Come by Marina Sispin from their album Now You See Me, Now You Don't. And now we have more songs for you, more loud noises or quiet noises. You know, it kind of depends where you have your volume dialed, pinned to. So now I'm going to do something possibly embarrassing for Tasha.
Oh, don't do this to me.
Because as we were listening to all these other songs that we've sort of half vet, she revealed that the receiving end of Sirens...
Yes.
Has gotten back together.
Yeah, they have. But is that a surprise, though? Because everyone from that era of emo has.
Yeah. No, like, I'm not saying that that's surprising. It's just funny to me that a band with a name like The Receiving End of Sirens. And
it's so biblically coded, too. Like, I don't know if they are. Most
probably.
Of them probably were. But
I mean, the thing is, like, look, I used to listen to The Receiving End of Sirens.
So did I.
Like... The Earth Sings in So Far Re Mi, whatever that album
whatever
was called.
Whatever that was called.
was on clean rotation in my car when I was in high school. So,
okay, so why are you being judgmental?
Because I used to listen to it in high school.
I understand, because I don't trust a lot of the things that I used to like as a kid, although I have come to the realization that the nostalgia factor sometimes is too strong. It's like a punch in the face and I can't ignore it. And I think that's just like a personality failure on my part. Like, nostalgia works really well on me. And in their new single, it is so nostalgic. It is just the sound of the past. And I think that's the thing that attracts me to it. I don't know if you're going to play it because I don't know if we should.
I was about to. Okay. I was about to play it.
Sure.
I have not heard this single.
Yeah, sound of like 2004 emo.
Is it Weightless Underwater? Is that what it's called?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, it is. Off of the album Weightless Underwater.
All right. This is Weightless Underwater by The Receiving End of Sirens.
My time was wasted. I knew about love. Cleaning out your garage. So where'd you get all this stuff? I used to have someone. She would get home from work. We'd put something on and complain about work. And on good nights, trading everything in for free. Said everything we got was given to us. Order at the bar, sitting here with you. When you're born with a weak heart, you need a little extra juice. I'm just now starting to notice, my friend, all our fellow patrons living in some kind of free association.
And welcome back one last time to the speaking portion of this show. I come from the mountain. In case you didn't know how to break that up syllabically, there you have it. You just heard some songs, as usual. Were they promiscuous? I guess it depends. I guess that depends on you. I think it depends on what you're doing and how you're engaging with these songs, and know that
you're not making this far away from a sexual context.
No, but like, I mean, it kind of, I just mean like, are you engaging with them like in your car in a kind of nonchalant
are
way?
Are you engaging with them?
Are you engaging with them? Are you engaging with these the songs? Let me engage with the songs with you, okay? It's before we run out of time.
Okay.
You just heard a engaging and promiscuous song by the band Friendship, which is arguably not that promiscuous. Unless
so
you're...
funny to call Friendship promiscuous. It's just so genuine.
The song's called Free Association off of their upcoming album, Caveman Wakes Up. Before that, you heard from Lorraine James's ambient project, Whatever the Weather, 3 degrees Celsius off of the album Whatever the Weather Part 2. Before that, you heard from Leia, a song called Mia off of their EP from last year, I Forget Everything.
I have a promiscuous fact about this band.
Yes, let's hear it.
In 2018, they wrote a soundtrack to a Pornhub produced film.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, that
could have
actually
been the craziest porno of all time, because have you heard Leia?
Do you know this porno?
No, I haven't seen it, okay. But I can't. It's got to be awesome. Can you imagine that as the soundtrack?
Yeah, that'd be wild.
That's pretty promiscuous.
Pretty promiscuous.
I had to interject. I'm sorry.
Oh, that's good. Before that, you heard from Brooklyn duo Pry, a song called Tether You, which is a single for now. And then before that, you heard The Receiving End of Sirens, a song called Weightless Underwater, which I actually looked up while we were on like our musical break. And it's not new. It is newly released, but it's actually not a new song.
Oh.
They wrote it in 2005.
Of course they did.
And it's a B-side that they just never released. So this is probably why it still captures their energy, because they definitely still wrote this when they were...
okay.
Younger.
It's quite a time capsule.
Like, who knows what they sound like. Now, they are doing reunion shows. They have reunited. Maybe they're writing a new album. Who knows? And that's it. And that's where we started. And so now this is where we're going to end. So let's end right away in a very promiscuous fashion, I guess. This band's called Sour Widows. And the song I'm going to play for you is called I-90. Off of their album Revival of a Friend, out on Exploding in Sounds, and that's it, and I hope you enjoy it. Quick reminder that if you care at all about telling me or telling Tasha or telling us cute facts or cool facts or hard criticism, you can do that at airhead@catr.ca. small little plug, we're looking for submissions. Write to us at airhead@citr.com.
And if you're unsure of what to write, the latest issue of Discorder has an Airhead section that you can glean information from.
But be nice to us.
I don't care. Say what you want.
Be nice to me. Anyways, this is I-90 by Sour Widows, and this has been I Come From The Mountain from CITR 101.9 FM always. And as always, goodbye for now, Radio World.
You fell asleep on I-90 while I drove the car after midnight. We stopped trying so hard to look pretty for each other. Flipping side of the same old cassette tape.
Hello, friends. This is Scott from the Evan Williams Project, and you are listening to UBC Radio CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.